lesson two, neither good nor bad. It just is. Emotions by themselves are neither good nor bad. Instead, they are either helpful or hurtful, depending on intensity, duration, and circumstances. Fear, anxiety, and worry are psychological and physiological responses to danger and can be a central part of our harm avoidance system. In other words, they are intended to keep us safe. However, if they get out of hand, they may interfere with our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. They can harm our health, performance, relationships, and happiness. First, let's talk about the positives. All emotions can have a positive aspect. Fear, anxiety, worry, and stress can activate the sympathetic nervous system, often called the fight or flight response. Activating the fight or flight system can help increase the physiological response known as arousal. Now, I'm not talking about sexual arousal here. The definition of arousal is the physiological and psychological state of being awoken, or of sense organs stimulated to a point of perception. In other words, it means we're awake and alert. It increases heart rate and blood pressure and causes a condition of sensory alertness, mobility, and readiness to respond. This higher state of arousal means we're ready to fight or run away as necessary, and it helps keep us safe. In addition to protecting our well-being, a slight increase of arousal caused by fear, anxiety, worry, or stress can actually improve our performance. Increased arousal caused by feelings of stress when you're taking an important exam can help you focus on the test and remember the information that you studied. Likewise, when an athlete is poised to make an important move, like a basketball player shooting a free throw, an increased level of arousal can help him make the shot. Our bodies and minds perform better with a little bit of excitement or stress. However, this is true only up to an optimal point of arousal. If we feel too much stress or anxiety, then the level of performance drops, sometimes dramatically. For example, too much test anxiety can impair your ability to concentrate and makes it difficult to remember the correct answers. And if a basketball player gets too stressed out, he may choke and miss the shot. In psychology, this relationship between arousal levels and performance is known as the Yerkes-Dodson Law. The law was first described in 1908 by psychologists Robert Yerkes and John Dillingham Dodson. Through a series of experiments, they discovered that mild electrical shocks could be used to motivate rats to complete a maze. But when the shocks became too strong, the rats would scurry around in random directions trying to escape. Their experiment suggests that there is a relationship between performance and arousal. Increased arousal can help improve performance, but only up to a certain point. At the point when arousal becomes excessive, performance diminishes. Fear, anxiety, worry, and stress are often considered negative emotions, but they are actually part of a beautifully orchestrated design to benefit us by increasing our performance and keeping us safe. They are not our enemy, and we don't need to eliminate them entirely or pretend we don't have these emotions. Remember that according to the Yerkes-Dodson curve, a little bit of arousal caused by fear, anxiety, worry, or stress can actually improve our performance efficiency. If we have low arousal, we don't care, and we don't perform very well. But with a moderate level of stress, we actually increase our level of performance. We are energized to face whatever challenge is ahead. However, High levels of stress and anxiety decrease performance because we become overwhelmed. The arousal caused by stress and anxiety no longer gives us a little boost to help overcome challenges. Instead, it actually compounds the problem by making it worse. Most people are aware of the negative consequences of stress and anxiety and its toll on society and on individuals. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States, affecting about 40 million adults in the United States age 18 and older, or about 18.1% of the population. That means that, on average, about 1 out of every 6 people suffer from some type of anxiety disorder. Furthermore, it's not uncommon for someone with an anxiety disorder to also suffer from depression, or vice versa. Nearly 1/2 of those diagnosed with depression are also diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. Some experts believe that depression is caused by a feeling that you are unable to solve your problems. Therefore, learning how to cope with fear, anxiety, worry, and stress in a healthy manner is an excellent way to prevent depression from creeping in. We want to be able to calm and manage these emotions so they can benefit us instead of harming us. In the next lesson, I'll be explaining about how our emotions can affect our autonomic nervous system. Understanding a little about the autonomic nervous system helps in understanding how our emotions can be either helpful or hurtful. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "He who is not every day conquering some fear has not learned the secret of life."